经济和机构实力构成广泛风险。
Despite the downgrade, Moody's maintained China's A1 long-term rating on the country's sovereign bonds. However, the agency projected a slowdown in China's annual GDP growth, forecasting a dip to 4% in 2024 and 2025, and an average of 3.8% from 2026 to 2030. It also anticipated a further decline to 3.5% by 2030, influenced by structural factors including debt-saddled local governments, weak demographics, and faltered state-owned enterprises.
尽管评级展望下调，穆迪仍维持中共主权债务信贷评级为 A1。不过，该机构预计中国的 GDP 年增长率将放缓，预计2024年和2025年将降至 4%， 2026年至2030年平均为 3.8%。 穆迪还预计受债务缠身的地方政府、疲软的人口结构和摇摇欲坠的国有企业等结构性因素的影响，到2030年，中国的 GDP 增长率将进一步降至 3.5%。
The shift in Moody's outlook underscores the challenges facing the world's second largest economy, particularly as Beijing turns to fiscal stimulus measures to support local administrations and manage the escalating debt crisis seen among its property developers and banking sectors.
穆迪展望的转变凸显了中国所面临的挑战，尤其是在中共政权转而采取财政刺激措施来支持地方政府，并面临房地产开发商和银行业不断升级的债务危机之际。
The outlook change also reflects the increased risk related to structurally and persistently lower medium-term economic growth and the ongoing downsizing of the property sector, Moody said in a statement on December 5th. The agency also highlighted the difficulties in designing and implementing effective policies that balance economic rebalancing in the country's overall balance sheet.
穆迪在12月5日的一份声明中表示，对中国的评级展望调整还反映出与结构性和持续较低的中期经济增长，以及房地产行业持续缩减相关的风险增加。穆迪还强调了在设计和实施有效政策，以平衡该国整体资产负债表中的经济再平衡方面存在的困难。
These trends underscore the increased risk related to policy effectiveness, including the challenge to design and implement policies that support economic rebalancing while preventing moral hazard and containing the impact of the sovereign's balance sheet, the agency said.
穆迪还表示，这些趋势凸显了与政策有效性有关的风险增加，包括设计和实施支持经济再平衡的政策，同时防止道德风险和控制对主权资产负债表的影响。
Following the announcement, China's credit default swaps, which measure the cost of insuring against a government default, rose slightly, according to Reuters data.
路透社的数据显示，穆迪报告公布后，衡量政府违约保险成本的中国信用违约交换略有上升。
Reacting to the downgrade, China's finance ministry expressed disappointment, calling Moody's concerns unnecessary and inaccurate. Instead, the ministry pointed to China's ongoing economic recovery and advancement in high-quality development, despite a complex international landscape and fluctuating global economic recovery following the COVID-19 pandemic.
中共财政部表示对穆迪的决定感到失望，称穆迪对中国经济增长前景的担忧是不必要且不准确的。中共财政部声称，尽管国际形势复杂且疫情后全球经济复苏出现波动，中国经济将保持反弹和积极的趋势， 房地产和地方政府风险可控。
In recent months, the Chinese government has attempted to bolster fiscal measures by allocating more funds to local governments. On October 24th, it formalized a process allowing local governments to borrow more money for the upcoming year. The process would start in the final quarter of the preceding year.
近几个月来，中共试图通过向地方政府划拨更多资金来加强财政措施。10月24日，中国政府正式确定了允许地方政府为来年介入更多资金的程序。这一程序将从上一年的最后一个季度开始。
In addition, Beijing announced rare mid-year fiscal revision, which included using 1 trillion yuan, approximately $137 billion in government debt, primarily set for rebuilding areas affected by natural disasters and catastrophe protection. Over the summer, China experienced historical floods and devastating many cities, killing dozens of people and causing widespread destruction.
此外，中共还宣布了罕见的年终财政调整，包括发行10,000亿元国债，约1370亿美元，主要用于受自然灾害影响地区的重建和灾难保护。今年夏天，中国经历了历史性的洪灾，许多城市遭受重创，数十人丧生，造成大面积破坏。
According to Reuters, on December 6th, Moody's put Hong Kong, Macau, and swaths of China's state-owned firms and banks on downgrade warnings. The ratings agency separately also lowered the outlooks of 26 local government financing vehicles and 4 state-owned enterprises and put all 30 of them on review for downgrade, which usually means a decision will be made within 3 months.
据路透社报道，12月6日，穆迪将香港、澳门以及八家大陆银行的展望从稳定下调至负面。穆迪还分别下调了26家地方政府融资工具和4家国有企业的评级展望，并将所有30家企业列入降级审查名单。这通常意味着将在3个月内做出决定。
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own radio show. Come out and get involved at our weekly orientation. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back to the Chinese show on CJSF 90.1 FM. And now it's our time to showcase some of the albums recently released by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Terry Boyle and The song is called Loop. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chinese Show 的音乐节目。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Terry Boyle 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Loop, and it's from the album titled Life is Too Short, which was released at the end of last year. Hope you enjoy.
Charlie, she said. It goes to me knees and it goes to me head. The babbies, they're bawling for want of a bite. And I can't get up for I've been out all night. Well, Charlie, she said, don't you let me near Jim. Jamaica's the home of my favorite rums, and Five-Star Tequila is high on my list, and fine wines from all over are not to be missed. Que sera, 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 sera. Whatever will be, que sera. Sad, that's for sure. Each day a new promise, each promise a lie. Each lie one step closer to saying goodbye. Que sera, 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 sera. Whatever will be. Que sera, sera, sera. A wish to be saved. Asher Mary, says he as he holds back the tears. Don't trouble my dreams now, you've been gone for years. Hey, Sarah, 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 Sarah.
Next is a music piece by Otto Frank Station, and it's called Life Lives On, which is from the album also titled Waterfront Station, which was released in 2018. And by the way, Waterfront Station is composed of three musicians. They are Paul Harder, Shel Rentz, and Dave Friend. 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自 Waterfront Station 的音乐作品，名字叫做 Life Lives On. Hope you enjoy.
the radar. The laissez-faire ways just don't work anymore. Sucked in through the clouds, pulled into the core.
And performed by Michael Jerome Brown, and it's called Don't Ask Me Why, which is from the album titled That's Where It's At, released in 2019. 接下来要推荐给大家的是来自加拿大音乐人 Michael Jerome Brown的音乐作品，名字叫做 Don't Ask Me Why。
Thank you. 住在海边，请把故事带来，在我居住的地方，我们点着星光，像海潮那样，轻叹一个晚上，让贝壳在清晨的沙滩静静地回响。我住在山中，请把仙气带来，在我居住地方，我们亮着月光，像山峰那样吟唱一个晚上，让颂真在清晨的西岸细细地回响。
我居住的地方 which means the place where I live, and it's vocal by 苏来。 A place is a song vocal by 蔡琴。 Oh sorry, it's not 蔡琴, it's 潘越云。 And it's called当泪水含在眼里， which means when tears in the eyes。 听众朋友，刚才您欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是来自苏来演唱的《我居住的地方》。接下来请大家欣赏来自潘越云演唱的歌曲《当泪水含在眼里》。
而今我
segment of that channel show, and Hershey, wish you a happy weekend. Please tune in next Saturday noon. 听众朋友，您正在收听的是 CJSF 90.1FM 电台的 That Channel Show 的最后一首歌曲，是由潘越云演唱的《当泪水含在眼里》。这里呢，非常感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家周末愉快，我们下个星期再在空中相会。